Last night's One News Colmar Brunton poll saw the ACT Party sitting pretty on 5%, its highest poll result in more than a decade. And with news that leader David Seymour could bring five new friends to Parliament, that got us thinking, who are they and what do they stand for? Our reporter Katie Doyle met with David Seymour, who took the opportunity to blow the trumpets of his mates, who may or may not make it into Parliament.
It's ACT's best poll in 17 years. Six members could be heading to Parliament as a result. The first, of course, David Seymour, closely followed by his deputy, Brooke Van Velden.
She represents the concerns of her generation, particularly mental health and housing, but through an ACT Party lens.
Brooke Van Velden is a Bikram yogi who enjoys knitting and tapestry in her spare time, but don't let that fool you. She's no stranger to the halls of power, having spent the last 3 years working there, gathering support for ACT's end-of-life choice bill. If elected, Ms Van Velden will focus on reducing generational debt, more affordable homes and better mental health for all.
The government's spending $2 billion each year on mental health services, and yet people are still not happy with that provision. And I want to get away from this idea of just throwing more money at it and it will solve the problem, because it obviously hasn't worked. And so what I want to see, and a policy I've created, is one mental health and addiction agency nationwide, and it would be the sole interface for mental health care for every person in this country.
Next up is hunter, wool spinner and mother of four, Nicole McKee. David Seymour thinks most of us know her already.
She's been best known for her advocacy in the fair firearm law space.
Ms McKee was a strong critic of the government's new gun law, passed following the mosque attacks on March 15. It's why she decided to throw her hat in the political ring. But it's not the only issue she's passionate about.
Game animal management has become an issue over the last 3 years, more so over the last few months, and we need to address that from inside the House as well.
David Seymour's third friend and number four on the party list is teacher Chris Bailey.
Chris was for 15 years a police officer in youth aid. He's been a secondary school teacher for special needs kids, and he's a small business owner.
Chris Bailey is a proponent of personal responsibility and wants to see more support for small businesses following COVID-19. Mr. Bailey is a big fan of the country's jazz scene and is a bit of a musician himself.
I play the trumpet in a couple of jazz bands, have done for quite a while now. Not particularly good, but I really enjoy it. I played rugby for over 30 years, and I still enjoy following my local team and whenever I can.
For anyone wondering, he supports the Crusaders. At number five is little-known sea kayaker, gardener and deck builder Simon Court.
As an environmental engineer, he's come to the conclusion it is innovation, not more regulation, that we require to solve our environmental problems.
A man with a green thumb, Mr. Court believes in reducing waste to landfill and wants to see the Resource Management Act replaced. He's also the father of three high school age boys, the youngest with Down syndrome.
I really want to make sure there's a better world for him when he comes out from school and training, a world that's more accepting of people and their disabilities. And I also want to see more opportunities for those people to participate in work, because it is good for their well-being.
And last but not least for the moment anyway,
James McDowell is a small business owner, a PhD in marketing, someone who works for the Wise Group, a charity where he works on mental health.
He's a self-proclaimed classic liberal who enjoys photography, travel and spending time with his two-year-old daughter. Mr. McDowell says community engagement is key to being a good politician, and he'll do that if elected.
I think it's critically important, particularly with actual lawmaking. You know, in general, members of parliament should be engaging at all times, but when it comes to creating laws that are going to affect people, you really need to know the other side of the equation.
And there you have it. If the polls are right, David Seymour and the five friends he may bring with him to parliament on September 19. For Checkpoint, I'm Katie Doyle.